Washington. This is VOA News. President Obama preparing to lay out game plan for Islamic State militants. More fighting in eastern Ukraine puts ceasefire agreement in question. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama says he will outline his game plan to deal with Islamic State militants this week. Mr. Obama told NBC TV's Meet the Press Sunday he will meet with congressional leaders Tuesday to discuss the situation. He will then make a speech on Wednesday, which is the eve of the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the U.S.
This is not going to be an announcement about U.S. ground troops. This is not the equivalent of the Iraq War. What this is similar to the kinds of counterterrorism campaigns that we've been engaging in consistently over the last 5, 6, 7 years.
The U.S. military, meanwhile, launched airstrikes in western Iraq Sunday near the Haditha Dam. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says securing the Haditha Dam is crucial.
Haditha Dam is a critically important facility for Iraq. It is, I think, the second largest hydroelectric dam in Iraq.
In addition to its attacks near Haditha, the U.S. is continuing airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Iraq, targeting fighters and military hardware near the town of Erbil. New studies show that an experimental Ebola vaccine, which is being tested on monkeys, can work for 5 weeks or up to 10 months if used in conjunction with a booster shot. In a study published Sunday in the journal Nature Medicine, researchers from the U.S. National Institutes of Health say the experimental vaccine regimen produced a durable immunity against the deadly virus. This is VOA News. President Obama says the U.S. military would help in the fight against the Ebola virus, which has killed more than 2,000 people in West Africa. Mr. Obama said U.S. military assets are needed to set up isolation units and equipment and provide security for international health workers. He said he believes the U.S. needs to make dealing with the Ebola outbreak a national security priority. Somalia removed its top intelligence official and is on high alert following last week's killing of al-Shabaab's leader Ahmed Abdi Godani in a U.S. airstrike. National Security Director Abdullahi Mohamed Ali had only held the post of intelligence leader for 2 months. He was appointed in July as part of a major overhaul of Somalia's security services. The government spokesman says Ali was fired after failing to fulfill his commitments. Clashes erupted in eastern Ukraine Sunday, throwing into question a ceasefire agreement signed last Friday by the rebels and Kiev government. At least 2 houses were on fire in Spartak, a rural village just north of Donetsk and adjacent to the airport. The homes were reportedly hit by fire as both rebels and the Kiev government accused the other of breaching the ceasefire. Renewed shelling overnight in the port city of Mariupol is said to have killed a woman and injured 3 other people. If confirmed, the woman would be the first citizen killed since a truce was declared. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is threatening to end his unity government in Gaza with Hamas militants if they do not allow the Palestinian Authority to run the narrow enclave along the Mediterranean. Speaking to Arab journalists in Cairo, Mr. Abbas said he did not trust Hamas because they changed their words all the time. The Islamist Hamas movement and Mr. Abbas's Fatah rivals ended years of bitter, sometimes bloody conflict with an April pact creating the unity government. Gaza's Hamas government officially stepped down in June, with the West Bank Palestinian Authority setting up headquarters in Ramallah. Monsoon rains and flash floods across large areas in northern Pakistan and India have killed more than 300 people. Hundreds have been injured, and tens of thousands have lost their homes. Officials in Pakistan say the death toll there has reached at least 143, most of them caused when roofs of homes collapsed. The government is sending army rescue teams in helicopters and boats to take stranded people to safer places. Myanmar's Election Commission says it is canceling by-elections planned for later this year. Myanmar, also known as Burma, announced in March that it would call by-elections before the end of the year to fill 35 seats in parliament that were vacated for various reasons. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.